Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, this is Letha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health. And I do hope and pray that you have remained healthy and safe and doing well, blessed of the Lord. And things are going well for you. Our scripture is coming out of Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. And also tonight, it's a long time since I've done this, but I talked tonight about the kidneys and kidney disease, and you know, I've had several cases recently that have due to tests of the body in which the individuals did not do what they should have done, taking care of the body the way they should have taken care of it, and it's worked out well. The residual effect is that without kidneys, and it is very prevalent by day, and that is, you can see the number of centers that have set up. I mean, when you were on dialysis, that you had to make arrangements for patients to set up your dialysis treatment while you were away. The prevalent, still very easy to do that. And, I'll talk about this because it's a very issue in our society today. Now, most of it has to do with uncontrolled diabetes that are in the kidneys in a way that they're not doing the job that they are. I thought about this a little bit tonight. I have a nephew who is sick, and basically he was first diagnosed with diabetes, and it was due to him being overweight. He initially lost a great toe, and so the doc with him, and he was doing his follow-ups, which you know would be with his primary care. Cardiologist, all the people that he was supposed to, as well as, you know, his food intake and things like that. Well, what happened is he had diabetes first and ended up in the hospital. And secondary to the diabetes, of course, he got infection. And the infection was in his kidneys. went to his bones, into his spinal column and everything. So I did get the control, but the end result of that is that now he's paraplegic, and he's a paraplegic second to his second control diabetes. And so he's done well. He has been in a nursing home for about 7 years. He's about 47. He's having the cath, but his kidneys still produced in the urine. It's just not, he's just not able to have the cath himself. Well, recently now now there's a problem with his kidneys. He does kidney. I don't know how prolific it is right now. But he wants to finish young people, basically. When I say young people, usually people below 60 that are issues. So I thought it was an opportunity to really talk about this subject. A lot of them are not really their kidneys. And they play in thing, our body in appropriate balance. Kidneys are really used to filter out waste and any excess fluid from blood. And of course, we feel moved in the urine. So they have a special filtering system that's designed for your bodies. And once it gets the blood, and produce urine, and it does through going to the bathroom, you're able to remove all these products. Kidneys really control the level of blood, and it does control your blood pressure. So it just removes the waste product. It also removes the body's fluid. It releases, regulates your blood pressure. It produces vitamin, promotes, strong, healthy bones, and it also controls the production of the red blood cell. So you can see that it plays a very significant role in keeping the body working in the easiest way. So, as I said, it removes waste products, it removes drugs from the body. It's your body fluid. Sometimes people, they'll be drinking, they may have low sodium, high potassium, low sodium. So they kind of keep those things in for the regulation of the heart. It also helps to regulate hormones that regularly talking about that, you have chemicals that anti-diuretic. Do you have the hormones that urine from the body, and when the body have a hormone that prevents the body from releasing fluid. Very good in the body to help us to maintain good health. So we're talking about chronic kidney disease. You may also have heard of kidney failure. Just the loss of the kidney's ability to function, it acts as and gets into an advanced state, it can cause dangerous levels of fluids and electrolytes. And so you're putting your calcium, all of those things that help influence the approval of chemicals in your body. And so the problem with the way, because the kidneys really aren't functioning the way they should be. Now, typically in the early stages of chronic, you could have few signs and symptoms. You might not realize it until the condition advances. So that is one of the reasons that rich people, when they go to treating, a lot of times they do a complete metabolic profile, and that really picks up your kidney function, all of that. So that is so important. But kidney function definitely, along with, we know they do a lot of monitoring the liver function, but along with that, they should monitor kidney function also. And so, since, you know, you may not even realize the symptoms associated with kidney function. For some of them, you may not even realize it. So basically, the treatment, when we're talking about chronic kidney disease, is just on slowing down how fast the kidney damage is progressing. So you want to, if you see it, you want to slow it down. And that's usually done by finding out the cause of the problems with the kidneys and work on controlling that cause. But even sometimes controlling the cause might not keep up with the fast the kidneys are being damaged. There are several stages in progress to what we call end-stage kidney failure, which can be fatal without artificial filtering, which is dialysis or a kidney transplant. And I can remember we had one of our veterans that was on dialysis, and he got a kidney transplant. Not sure he did everything he could, but the kidney did. He did survive well with that kidney transplant. And as you know, when you have any kind of organ that is transplanted, very diligently being monitored, a lot of anti-rejection. You know, be really careful, because what they tell you to do, you really have to do that. Dialysis, on the other hand, is still a monitoring system. They must make sure that they're not putting too much fluid. Most of the patients that I have dealt with, once they go to dialysis, typically pressure, they are really tired being on the machine. And so usually after the dialysis, it's just too long, because sometimes they're very tiresome. They could be on the machine, all of it is figured up based on waste needs to be bought of their bodies. I know he's been up there 3 years. I mean, some of that has as much as 4 hours, and it can be very taxing on the some of the symptoms, people develop over time, if kidney degenerates slowly, is a loss of kidney, progress slowly. So a loss of kidney function can cause a buildup of fluid, body-like problems. Depending on how severe it is, you will lose kidney function. And when you do that, sometimes you have a loss of appetite, you're fatigued or weak, you have problems, you may need your mental sharpness can be cramps, swelling of the feet and the ankle, and it pressures up. That's very difficult to control. Shortness of breath, if it's fluid builds up in the lungs, and chest pains, if it builds up around the heart. Your signs and symptoms of chronic kidney disease, they're nonspecific. And basically what it's saying is you may be having some of these symptoms. It can be caused by other illness. And because your kidneys are able to make up for lost function, you might not develop signs and symptoms until there's been irreversible damage that has occurred. I do remember having a young, and when I found, I think he was probably in his early to mid-40s, I had him as a home health patient, and he was on dialysis. And the problem was that he had had uncontrolled blood pressure because he just never saw a doctor. And so he had had uncontrolled blood pressure over a long period of time, which damaged his kidneys. And so he had to go on dialysis. And as you know, you can uncontrolled blood pressure. You know, some people have the signs and symptoms and may not really notice it, think it's something else. But you know, we always refer to high blood pressure as a silent killer because sometimes you have it and you really don't know. The signs are there, and sometimes the signs aren't there, but they're not specific enough for you to really be cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is high blood pressure and it's affecting your kidneys. So there are a lot of diseases that can cause kidney to go into a failure and you end up with chronic kidney disease, and that's why it's so important that you have at least a checkup once a year that your kidney function ability is monitored, and that if you see anything abnormal about the way that you're using the bathroom, sometimes it can be just a urinary tract infection, but if it's something different that you are seeing, you really need to bring that to the attention of your doctor. Chronic kidney disease is really divided into like five stages, and the stages are based on what we call is your GFR test results. And what that is, it just tells us how well your kidneys are filtering. It's a filtering test, and it measures how well your kidneys are filtering out the waste and the extra fluid out of your blood, and that should really be like, I think it's like 80 to 90%. And as the stages go up, the kidneys get worse, and your kidneys work less efficiently, And then, of course, your filtering rate is going to decrease also. It doesn't matter what stage your kidney disease is in. You want to slow down the progression. Even if you're at the beginning stage, you still want to do everything you can to slow that progression down. You don't want the kidneys damaged any further. So the factors that can really increase chronic kidney disease, of course, include diabetes. We've talked about that a lot. High blood pressure, we've talked about that a lot. Even anyone with heart problems, any heart disease, that can affect your kidneys. Smoking can affect the kidney filtering system. Obesity, and of course, we'll always have an ethnic group that is always more of a risk, and that is Black, Native American, and Asian Americans. The other thing, you may have a family history of kidney disease, or you may have abnormal kidney structure. And I have dealt with people whose their structure is not within the normal way it should be. So it could be anything. I even had a patient who only had both the kidneys and never had any problems. It's just that one kidney was non-functional and the other functioned well, and he did well, you know, for as long as I knew him. So your kidney disease is actually, like I said, it is divided into like five stages. Your stage one just means that you have a normal filtering rate of 90 or greater, and there's mild damage to your kidneys. They're still working very well, so you may not have any symptoms. You may have other signs of kidney damage, such as protein in your urine. So this is the very starting stage, but your kidneys are still working well. But there is some damage noted. So like I said, this is where we want to go ahead and correct whatever the problem is at this point. Okay, if it progresses, then you go to stage two, and usually your filtering rate is between 60 and 89. And you still may have mild kidney damage. And again, most of the time, your kidneys are still working well. You may not have any symptoms. Again, you may have other signs of kidney damage, again, like protein in your urine, or there may have been some physical damage, like some kind of trauma. That's why a lot of times when they do the urinalysis and they see protein, they want to see what's going on, and because some people do spill protein over into their urine, and that's they need to check that out. If it progresses, then it can go to stage three. And that's when your filtering rate now is really beginning to take a dip. It's between 30 and 59. Now you have mild to moderate damage to your kidneys. Your kidneys don't work as well as they should in terms of out the waste material and the extra fluid out of your blood. And this means that the waste can build up in your body and can be, and then you can start to experience other health problems, like you can have your blood pressure goes, you have elevated blood pressure, or you can have bone disease. Now, you may at this point start to have some symptoms like, you know, feeling weak and tired. And the biggie is swelling of the hands and feet. Typically what we would do if we see their feet are swollen, we would look at that even without the hands. But definitely, because it's not unusual for the most part for the swell, because a lot of times we're drinking the fluid. Of course, it has a lot to do with your salt intake. But, you know, a lot of times your feet are in a dependent position and the fluid goes down. And, of course, to bring it back up, it's hitting gravity. But if you have prolonged sitting with your feet in a downward position, it can swell. But your hands should not be swelling. So definitely when we see the signs of your hand and your feet swelling, we know there's definitely an issue. If it progresses to a stage four, your kidneys are really significantly compromised, because they're only filtering between 15 and 29. And now you're moving up to moderate to severe damage. The kidneys don't work well in terms of their job. Again, the waste can build up and cause other health problems. We talked about that blood pressure, bone disease, but now it can be affecting the heart. And most likely you're going to have symptoms with your hand and your feet swelling, you have pain in your lower back. This is the last stage. Stage four is the last stage before the kidneys actually fail. And then once you go past stage four, you actually go into kidney failure. And that is, you've reached stage five. And it's just, it really means that your filtering rate is less than 15. You've got severe damage to your kidneys. They are, if they have not already failed, stopped working, they're significantly close. And because they have stopped really filtering out waste out of your blood, the waste product builds up in your body, and this can make you very sick and cause other health problems. And when your kidneys fail, your treatment option include dialysis or a kidney transplant. According to the information that I read, you need dialysis when you develop end-stage kidney failure. Usually by the time you've lost about 85 to 90% of your kidney function, you have like a filtering rate of less than 15. I can remember now, we do not have per se diabetes in our family, but our family does have a history of obesity. And so unless you control your weight, of course, with the increased weight, you do develop diabetes. And so my younger sister developed diabetes, and the doctor put her on some medicine. So when I talked to her, I said, well, you need more than what you need. Because typically the medicine that she was giving, we give that in conjunction with another medicine. And then she wasn't on any insulin, even a sliding scales, and so her blood sugar was running really, really high. Well, in the process of all this, it damaged her kidneys. And so she had a goal. If she could urinate a certain amount of ounces, They would not put her on dialysis, but what they went ahead and did is put her port in just in case she was not able to meet that goal. And what they do is they can put in a temporary access because it may be just temporary. And so they don't go ahead and, you know, put your shunt and everything in. It was just something temporary. And so she never could reach the ounces that they wanted her to urinate. So she had to go on dialysis. And she was, from what I understand, she was going to try and get on the transplant list. The thing about being on the transplant list is the wait time, and also they have to evaluate all your other health issues, and she did have other health issues that was involved. And so that plays a significant role in your ability to, you know, get in the get on the list and where you are on the list. I can remember my brother-in-law, because of his health issues, they did put him on the transplant list, and they did give him a kidney, but they gave him an older kidney, and they told him it would only last 5 years because of the health issues he was having. And so when they gave him that one, he knew that it would only last 5 years. So that's why it's so important, you know, to really be on top of what is happening when it comes to your kidneys. They are, there are a lot of, sometimes medicines, you know, that keep you going to the bathroom, they have to monitor those kidneys because you're steadily working those kidneys and you don't want to overwork them. So at, really at the first, as a first step towards diagnosis of any kind of kidney disease, the doctor's going to discuss your personal history. And, of course, he's going to ask you about your blood pressure. But if you've been going to that doctor, he knows that. He's going to ask about your medication. That's why it's important that the doctor knows all of the medications that you're on, because medications, some medication does affect your kidney function. And then he'll might ask you about changes in your urinary pattern. You know, are you going less or more? Not emptying, you know, anything. And then, of course, he'll ask if your family has any kind of history of kidney disease. He'll do physical exam. He'll check for all these signs of any problems with your heart or your blood vessels. They even conduct, like, a neurological exam. There are certain tests that they will do in checking the function of your kidneys, and I've mentioned one. They do a blood test. They do a kidney function test, and they look at the level of waste products. And a lot of times when they're looking at that, we have – there's two items on your blood test that they're looking at. And it's your BUN and your creatinine. And usually those are the ones that tell us if your kidneys are actually clearing. They also do a urine test in which they analyze the urine to see if they can pick up anything abnormal that might point to kidney failure, or help them to identify why your kidney disease exists. They do imaging. They'll do an ultrasound. They want to look at your structure of your kidneys. They want to look at the size to see that the structure is well, because remember I told you that abnormal structure can also account for kidney disease. So they want to look at the structure of the kidneys, look at the structure of the whole system, really, and make sure that the structure is intact, it's not abnormal, that that the size is appropriate. Then there are, sometimes they actually do a kidney biopsy. They just remove a little sample of the kidney tissue. And what they do is they send that to the lab for testing just to see if they can come up with why you're having problems with the kidneys. And, of course, your treatment is going to be dependent on the type of kidney disease that they diagnose you with. Once you are diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, there is no cure. I mean, you're always going to have it. Just the goal is to not let it progress any further than it is. You do not want it to go to another stage. You basically want to control the signs and symptoms of what's happening. You want to reduce any kind of complications. And again, slow the process is. But if your kidneys are severely damaged, at this point, you just might need the treatment that they use for end-stage kidney disease, which is dialysis or a transplant. So basically what they want to do in slowing it down, they want to really treat the cause, and that's why they do all of these tests. They want to treat the underlying cause of these problems, which is why they're real big on diabetics, people with diabetes, controlling their blood sugar, people with high blood pressure, controlling their blood pressure. To minimize the problem. So if people have blood pressure issues, like I said, he's going to give you, and I know people used to screaming, yeah, I don't want to take all these blood pressure medicines. Well, you know what? If you can control your blood pressure without the medicines, then you do so. But if you don't, and I used to tell them, if you don't, you're going to cause your kidneys to malfunction. One of the things that they use is they use what we call ACE inhibitor. A lot of times, lisinopril, everybody can't take that, but that was one of the go-to medicines because it does help preserve the kidneys. It just depends on what is good for you. Your doctor will look at your history, and he will prescribe what's best for you. And of course, low salt in your food is urgent. My nephew, who is in the nursing home now, he had his nutrition plan now includes no salt at all. And when they say no salt, that means you don't add anything, because certain foods have salt in it. But then you want to monitor how much that is. People with chronic kidney disease often will retain fluids. So they're really, really going to give them medicine to help to maintain the balance of the fluid and decrease some of that swelling. Sometimes they have to give you medications to treat the anemia, because that could be playing the part. Also, medicines to control your cholesterol. and then medications to protect your bones, and they may have you decrease how much protein you eat. So there are a lot of things they do. The quicker they do it, that the better it is. Now, dialysis, as everybody knows, is just artificial way of removing the waste products and the extra fluids from your blood when your kidneys can't do it for you. There are really two types of dialysis. They have what they call the peritoneal dialysis, and that's where, a thin tube is inserted in the abdomen, and you can remove the abnormal waste and excess fluid that way. Peritoneal has in the past been able to be done at home because it does not require you going into any blood vessel. The thing with peritoneal dialysis, you really have to be careful because you have to be very, very clean because you can set up infection and that becomes a real bad issue. But with the opposite of peritoneal is the hemodialysis, and that's where the a machine filters the waste and excess fluid from your blood, and of course you have a shunt placed in your blood vessel, and that's where they insert the mechanism for removing the excess waste and fluid. And as I said, the last result is a kidney transplant. And that means, you have a donor kidney. And again, I told you with transplant, you have to be really diligent in what you do. You have to, follow all the directions and everything. So the thing of it is our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we really need to take care of them. And the better we take care of them, the better it is for us in terms of not running into certain issues. But I do advise everybody just to make sure that you keep up with your kidney functions and any of your lab work. Ask the doctor for a copy of your lab work so that you will know what's going on, okay? And this is my program for tonight. You all have a blessed evening and the rest of a good week. Be blessed, be safe, and be healthy.